Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Dr. David Korn, who is one of the senior physicians at the Invita Medical Center in Scottsdale, Arizona, and he practices alternative medicine. Now, certainly when you go to medical school, why you're taught, you know, there's a certain drug for each and every situation, and they're pharmaceutical drugs, but you're never taught anything about herbs, you're never taught anything about diet, you're never taught anything about many of the various treatments that are available in other countries that are actively banned in the United States. We have a lot of people here in America with chronic fatigue and Lyme disease and fibromyalgia, Gulf War illness, certainly, that they have a great deal of difficulty getting treatments here in the United States because the CDC says, well, they just really don't exist. And then, of course, we have a lot of people with autoimmune disease. But we have a lot of people with cancer, too, and there are effective cancer treatments that are used elsewhere in the world that are not used here. In the United States, some of them, in fact, one of them even developed by our own National Institute of Health, very effective, and yet it is not widely used here. We use chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, and, well, of course, chemotherapy and radiation suppress the immune system. And yet, of course, the key to the treatment of cancer is to mobilize the body's own defenses and the immune system. Dr. Korn, thank you so very much for being with us this evening.
Well, I'm very glad to be here tonight.
Well, you're sort of a little bit younger than I am, but you were trained pretty much at about the same time, a few years after I was trained. And what got you interested in alternative approaches to medicine?
Well, the first thing, Dr. Stan, was I actually graduated from West Virginia University School of Dentistry, and I was practicing dentistry, and I actually went in the first, right out of dental school, went into the public health service and helped to found a oral cancer program, an early oral cancer detection program for the state of Virginia, and they called me a communist at first because I wanted to have a free program for people and enhance the image of dentistry and let the dentist be seen as an important member of the health team. But the older fellows in the Dental Association were upset about that because they thought I was trying to bring socialized dentistry but actually it turned out to be, after a lot of controversy, the program was accepted by actually about 10 state and local health agencies, American Cancer Society, and so forth. And it got me very interested in cancer, and I decided I had to go back to medical school to learn more and be better knowledgeable in the area of cancer. And so that's one of the reasons I went back. The other reason was actually because I was kind of a seeker of truth, and I wanted to find out why we're here on this earth and what's the reason for our being and so forth. And so I went I thought, you know, the more I learned, the less I seemed to know. And so, you know, I didn't figure out the whole thing until I became saved in 1981 and accepted Jesus, you know. But that was the truth for me. And ever since that time, I've been very, very involved. Seemingly right after that, I learned about alternative medicine. A book was given to me about life extension and free radicals and so forth. So I studied that, and I went, boy, this is neat. And I started using a lot of the biochemical stuff. But, of course, I had to have two courses in biochemistry, one in dental school.
Hold that thought for just
a
moment.
But
basically, of course, the antioxidants do help to prevent the oxidation, which promotes aging, and we'll be right back in just a moment. So you go right ahead. I think that these ideas of aging being related to the oxidation process is something that most people don't understand. Certainly most doctors don't understand that.
That's the truth.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Ago, and is it 60 years? 60 years ago. And but basically, of course, the treatment really hasn't changed very much. It's surgery, chemotherapy, radiation. And yet, of course, Dr. Korn, as a medically trained physician, actually, of course, approaches this entirely different. What they're trying to do, of course, is get the body's immune system functioning so it can take care of the cancer cells. The cancer cells are part of the body, and it has to do with the mitochondria. They found that chronic infection plays a part. Of why does chronic infection play a part? Is it because it disrupts the normal immune response?
Well, that's one reason, Dr. Stan, but another reason is not only does it lower the immunity, but it actually stops the mitochondria. Because it's sick, it's supposed to monitor our cell division process, and when we have too much cell division, the mitochondria is charged with stopping runaway cell division. But when the mitochondria is sick, as in particularly infection that might be associated with, for example, neuroborreliosis or Lyme disease, which is a runaway epidemic in this world, the mitochondria is poisoned and it doesn't do its job anymore. So cancer, we have found at Avita, that many of our cancer patients, in fact most, have actually got a concomitant infectious process that has allowed them to have cancer. And the reason many people have repetitive cancers, once you even get them improved with one cancer, they'll either develop metastasis or another cancer, a new cancer, And the reason is because they haven't dealt with the infectious process that allows the cancer to occur in the first place.
And because this is why people with AIDS get the so many cancers, it's because they have an immune deficiency. And what you're saying is that many of your patients who are not don't have AIDS also have an altered immune system. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it's very correct.
All right. Well, basically, then, what can you do that's different? I mean, how would you then get the immune system working to help the people deal with this? First of all, you have to make a diagnosis. Do you get the surgery done to get a biopsy or get somebody else to do the surgery?
Well, as my son has pointed out, Dr. Brent, he pointed out that very often we will want to debulk a large tumor or get it smaller or at least get a biopsy specimen that we can send to our friends at Caris Life Sciences. And they tell us exactly what agents, for example, if we're going to use low-dose, high-frequency chemotherapy against the cancer, exactly what agents will work against it. And their program was tested for many years, and now they're helping doctors to take care of around 1,000 cancer patients a month around the world. And it's very, very, it's enabled our cancer results to just go skyward.
And so basically then they determine the genetic makeup of it. They find out which chemotherapeutic agents would be beneficial or what?
Yes, what they do is they actually get the patient's biopsy specimen. They more or less activate and test that cancer in their laboratory. And then they look at the genetic factors. They do a literary assessment. In other words, all the published literature that said how that particular cancer could be helped. And they send you then a small Time magazine report that has all the information of this, and it has a target now list, a list of those agents, chemotherapy agents, that would be very effective against that cancer rather than using guesswork or just what Dr. Smith said was good for pancreas or what Dr. Goose said was good for breast and so forth. It actually tells us exactly what would work against that cancer and be effective. Furthermore, it gives us a list of things that would not work and be effective against that cancer. And unfortunately, Stan, many times we have seen patients come to us who have been everywhere else and had their cancer treated with real high-dose chemotherapy that has been using the agents that were listed in the Do Not Use list. And the other thing that I've noticed, having been a dentist first and having practiced about 9 years of dentistry along the way, is that root canals, mercury fillings, and periodontal disease greatly facilitate the development of cancer and other problems in people's body. And so we at Invita, we give them a very thorough assessment. And my son's also been trained very effectively in how to evaluate people from top to bottom. Look in the mouth, evaluate and send to a mercury-free dentist and help the patient get their mouth in top shape. I will examine the mouth, and of course, having been a graduate dentist, I will be able to evaluate the patient from that standpoint. And people with infection in their mouth will often have concomitant heart disease and infection in other parts of their body. And of course, that lowers the immunity, and like I said, it can really hurt the mitochondria, which is charged with stopping runaway cell division, which is cancer.
Well, what about the influence of mercury fillings, Cynthia? What part does the chronic mercury toxicity that people get from their mercury fillings play, you know, in predisposing people towards a decreased and altered immune system?
I'm very glad you brought that up because, you know, when I first got out of dental school, and I came from a very strong preventive dentistry school where they taught us to save every tooth and do root canals, and we did a lot of mercury fillings, and they insisted that the mercury would never be a problem because it sets up hard and then it never is. But, you know, think about the conditions in the mouth. The ranges of temperature from extremely hot to very cold and then the chewing, 300 pounds per square inch, biting pressure. And then, so the other day, I'd say a couple years ago, on my desk came across a picture of a filling that had been scratched with one of those Explorer picks that they use to diagnose cavities. And they just scraped that across a 28-year-old mercury filling, or a silver filling, because they're not really silver, they're mercury. And they scratched the surface of it and was able to photograph a huge gas cloud of mercury that was released, a 28-year-old filling. So mercury then gets into the sinus cavities of the maxilla and the ethmoid and so forth, and then will also get very readily diffuses into the brain. And so, you know, and then throughout the entire body. Because it's actually the gas, the mercury gas, that is so dangerous, and it's released all the rest of someone's life as long as they have those fillings in their mouth. Now, given other immune-suppressing situations, the presence of dental infection and mercury fillings, incidentally, a silver filling is only about 22 to 30% silver and 45 to 55% mercury. So you see why they call them silver fillings. You can understand someone will call up from the dental office and say, Mrs. Smith, it's time for you to come in and get your mercury fillings. Well, I don't think anyone's going to come in and get their fillings done if they if you call them what they really are, mercury fillings. The truth in labeling law would really actually require that it be called mercury fillings. And, of course, that's another hoax that's been perpetrated on the American public. So...
All right. So is there a place then, do you think, that people who have the mercury filling should get them removed if they're having some chronic disabling disease?
Oh, absolutely, I do. But I think you've got to put it all in perspective. You've got to consider the patient's cost for all that. You've got to consider what's the most expedient thing. What do they need most? And that's something that we assess at Invita. Incidentally, you know, people can call us at Invita at 866-830-4576, or they can reach our clinic through our internet at our website, actually. It is Invita.com, Envita.com. So that's 866-830-4576. But when they come in to see us, we will assess the patient from top to bottom. In fact, sometimes when they come from out of state, our evaluation process can start by our sending a nurse to their home, and they'll draw some tests on them from a distance. And so we are able to do that and then look at their, and by the time they finally come to the clinic, we have an idea what we're going to do with physical assessment and then evaluating for further testing and all. So
well, now what about cancer? I understand that you are using this whole idea of actually developing the patient's own T cells, culturing them, and then giving those back again. These are killer T cells, and they can be cultured outside the body. And these are the ones, of course, that will tend to kill the cancer cells. But why don't you pick it up and just sort of describe that process?
Well, I'll tell you, from a personal standpoint, I can tell you this. I was very ill with Lyme disease myself, and my immune system was just whacked, and I was very, very fatigued. And so I went down to our clinic in Mexico, and I had stem cells, which is different from T cells. But just to tell you how fine the place is, really fine doctors there that are working with us. And we have, doctors that are actually they're Mexican-trained physicians, some in America, but they are absolutely board-certified and top-notch hematology, oncology docs, and cell biologists that help us grow the cells once we take them from the blood sampling or the marrow or whatever. But I had stem cell myself infusions, and I'm telling you, it was like I got a new lease on life again. My youth was almost like back again, you know. But you still have to take care of yourself, and that was one of my problems. And I have to confess, I got right, you know, threw myself right back into my work, working 6 days a week. Because frankly, we have so many patients with very bad sickness, immune problems, and autoimmune problems that come to us. And
hold that thought. Go right ahead.
All right. So, you know, with the evaluation of the dental situation, if we see that they need dental care, we have to put it all in perspective. And
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Today, and then this myriad of chronic fatigue and Lyme and fibromyalgia. But basically, Dr. Korn, let's talk more about cancer. You have a number of alternative treatments for cancer, don't you?
Yes, we do. And that's another thing I wanted to bring up, Stan. We recently understand that there is a massively increased amount of aluminum in the air and in the soil and rainfall in Arizona and in other states. And aluminum, as well as mercury, is a very dangerous product. And so these things that people look up in the sky and see, they look like contrails. They're not contrails. contrails is ice that stays out there for about, 10 lengths of the plane or so, and then dissipates and is gone. But chemtrails will stay up to 24 hours, and it amounts to small aluminum particles that will drop to the earth, and they're changing our soil and changing. So we do hair analyses on people to make sure they don't have heavy metals, because mercury and aluminum are cancer causers. And so we assess people in that manner as well. And so this is kind of a new phenomenon that people are just now starting to hear about. And we are kind of at the, I think we're at the leading edge of information involving people's wellness and how to keep them well and prevent these problems. But we like to clean up the patient's body. We do heavy metal testing to see if that maybe has a role in their cancer causation. We do infectious evaluation to see if that's the causation of their cancer. And we do, again, the stem cells, the T cells, those treatments are not available in the run-of-the-mill clinics in this country, unfortunately. And so patients can come into our facility knowing that they're going to be able to take advantage of some of the cutting-edge therapies in the world for cancer. And we don't just do the run-of-the-mill stuff, and we're going to have the leading cellular biologist in the world looking at that patient's cancer along with us. And they're going to be telling us what they think is the best thing for that patient to have in their treatment process. So it's we have a whole lot of help with what we're doing. And I think you've had Dino on the show before, and he is the owner of Invita, and he's a very brilliant guy, and he is a Christian fellow who is involved with Brent and I in wanting our patients to have the very best in terms of evaluations and therapies. And we're doing some new things in cancer called, photodynamic therapy, which involves, and we can talk more about that as we go. I don't know if Dino's talked about that.
No, what is photodynamic
therapy? Photodynamic therapy is, it's been approved for esophageal cancer and GI, I think, lung cancer for, and what they do is they give the patient a chemical that will be absorbed by the cancer cells, and then a light is dropped down in to the GI tract, or the lungs, which will light up after they've had the absorption of the chemical. And that chemical, in exposed to the light, it's kind of like it directs the therapy to that cancer cell. It's another way to target the cancer cells, and then the photodynamic therapy in association with the drug that the patient takes just destroys that cancer. And we have some new therapies coming that will even amplify that treatment, so it's not just for esophageal and lungs, but rather for the entire body. And so we're kind of excited about these new things that are coming for us. And so I have to tell you, in all the years that I've been alive, and I'm just turned 70, I've never been so happy with the practice of medicine and in the facility and with the doctors I'm working with. We have got a great clinic, and I think patients get a really wonderful opportunity to find out what's wrong with them and then probably the top treatments in cancer around. And we also work with some conventional doctors in certain areas, such as tomo radiation. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Not really. Not.
Yeah, it's quite a treatment. It's it's kind of a radiation light, if there's such a thing. But for certain tumors, even the very finest and the latest therapies are not going to completely do it. And yet, we don't want to do radiation of the through and through kind. For example, if you are going to radiate an area in the abdomen, you don't need to go all the way
hold
through
that
the
thought.
Spine.
Hold that thought.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Calling is from New York State. Also, if you're out there and you have a question or comment for our guest, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I certainly would like to give your telephone number and your website one more time, and then we'll go to John.
It'd be my pleasure, Dr. Stan. It's 866-830-4576 for our telephone and 866-830-4576, or you can reach us through our internet. It's envita.com, ENVIPA.com.
All right, fine. If you can't remember that, go to our website, radioliberty.com, and just scroll down the front page, and you'll actually see there a banner for Envita. You click on that, go to directly to their website. Let's go to John, who's calling from New York State. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, doctors. And I just want to say it's a great show, and it's a great service you're doing with this Ministry of Health and Knowledge. I have a question. I don't have cancer, but I was diagnosed with some chronic infections that you're talking about.
Yes.
Things like Lyme, chlamydia, pneumonia,
yes.
And some cytomegalovirus virus by a leading physician, Dr. Amura, in New York. And I realized, and he helps me very well on some cutting-edge stuff, but I hear you guys talking about stem cells. And we hear so much about how those work with connective tissue and so many other things. Could you share what you guys do in regards to stem cells
Absolutely.
Helping with chronic infection and helping
yes,
to wellness.
As I told you earlier, or as I said, if you heard that, I don't know if you did, but I had it myself, and I was very ill with the chronic infection. Didn't know I had it. I had it for many years, probably got it from either my childhood back in Ohio or whatever, but nevertheless, I didn't know I had it, and I came down with Lyme, and as you know, it's a devastating illness.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got treated myself. I went everywhere. Nobody knew what I had. It started 10 years ago. And because of that, I learned how to treat it. I learned, and I guess I'm supposed to be an expert in the treatment of diagnosis treatment of Lyme now. But the truth is, we use a number of intravenous therapies to get down the number of infectious agents, including human herpes virus type 6, cytomegalovirus, and also Epstein-Barr virus, which are I've only seen them elevated over 1 to 80, for example, for HHV6 in cases where people had Lyme. And I've been looking at this virus for, and its buddies, for the last 20-some years, John, and I'm telling you, it's only associated with neuroborreliosis or Lyme. The other guys come and get under the biofilm that protects Lyme. And so all these other infections you've got are probably there because of the Lyme. And a lot of times doctors don't know how to read the tests for Lyme or where to get them done. And so we're able to do that. And so we knock down the numbers really well. We then have the patient get stem cells, perhaps, especially for central nervous system infections. And then in our Mexican facility, and then we make sure they get a maintenance situation going at home using the Rife machine and some maintenance IV therapies periodically.
Now, basically, don't you actually take the cells, the stem cells, either from the bone marrow or from the fat, and then you actually have them, or perhaps even from the blood, and then you actually have them cultured and actually increase the number? Is that how it works?
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Stan, that's correct.
Could you explain to our listeners how you actually culture these and are actually able to increase the number? You do this in the laboratory before you re-inject them. Could you explain how that's done?
We have a real excellent, very sterile laboratory in our cell laboratory sterile room where we do all this work with our cellular biologist and his helpers, which feed these cells that actually we grow in the laboratory for about a four-week period after we've taken them from either the bone marrow or the from the bloodstream or from cord blood. Incidentally, cord blood is a good source for that. We do not use any fetal parts or anything that would involve abortion or the using of baby parts. But we do use cord blood. Of course, that's otherwise discarded, and it makes an excellent source for stem cells. Now, the cells are then reinfused into the patient. Now, it doesn't always have to wait for 4 weeks to get the cells. It depends on how we're going to do it, what we're going to do. And if the infection is central nervous system, then we probably might infuse them in the spinal fluid or so that it gets into the central nervous system space.
Does that answer your question, John? That's basically they inject them wherever they're going to need them, but they can be just injected intravenously, and you've got this whole flock of killer cells, and basically they have enough for repeated infusions, don't you?
Oh, yes. We'll,
that's amazing.
For example, I got about, I think, 250 million cells just in a couple of days. I was there, only spent 2 days in the clinic. They took mine out of the blood, and I was one of the first guys to get the stem cells there. And they gave me 250 million cells just in a couple of days or so. And it really markedly helped my system. I mean, it really essentially made me feel like I was well.
Okay, does that answer your question, Jeff?
Well, yeah, it's a wonderful answer, and I'm very clarified and inspired to think there is hope behind even some of the most, this is upper-level alternative in open-minded medicine.
I mean, there are so many exciting things happening in medicine. You know, I was a traditional orthopedist, did the surgeries. I talked to one of my close friends. He actually has arthritis of his shoulders. I mean, all the cartilage is gone. He actually went, they took stem cells, they grew them into chondroblasts, and they injected them into the shoulders, and the cartilage is coming back again. Amazing.
Isn't that fantastic?
It really is. Okay, fine. Thanks so much for calling, John.
Thank you
very much.
Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Hey,
now, my understanding is that you use oxygen therapy or ozone therapy at times, that you use ultraviolet. What are all these things about, and when would you use them?
Well, one of the wonderful things about oxygenation therapy is that there are several ways you can induce oxygen. Remember that the virus, and I know you know this, but our radio listeners might not, and that is that viruses are strictly anaerobic. They have to live in the absence of oxygen. So they're living in the dark nooks and crannies of our body where oxygen doesn't get into it. Or let's say we've got thick blood, which is another assessment you have to do on sick people, to see if their blood is too thick to get in, to carry the life-giving oxygen into the distant recesses of the body. And so we do a special test called an Isaac panel, immune system activation of coagulation, which was invented by a very brilliant coagulation fellow. And it's a wonderful test. And so we make sure then we can give the patient oxygen by giving them either peroxide IV or ozone, blood ozonation IV. We can give them, of course, high-dose vitamin C, which becomes kind of a peroxide therapy. And so these oxidative therapies are very excellent to kill viruses and get rid of viruses, but they have to be coupled with other things. And so there are a variety of other agents we give orally at the same time. But the thing that's important to know, for example, in Lyme disease, when you have the bacterial infection of Lyme disease with its ugly bedfellows that come along with it, you must get rid of that infection first if you want to get rid of the viruses. So you can't just go in and treat the viruses and expect to have them stay gone unless you also get rid of the bacteria. Because those viruses are there only because they're very opportunistic, and they're only there because of the bacterial infection.
Now, how often do you actually use intravenous antibiotics in order to get rid of these chronic infections? And I know certainly some of these are like the Borrelia, but there's certainly the mycoplasma and other chlamydia chronic infections. And are you able to actually deculture these, or do you more or less just treat them empirically?
Well, we have a very wonderful treatment for example, for Lyme now, that I think is the cutting-edge therapy in the world. And there are a lot of people claiming to do this and that for Lyme, but this is a miracle treatment. We open the blood-brain barrier immediately with dropping the insulin. We use insulin in a specific amount to drop the blood sugar down to a certain level. And we believe that probably the reason that it opens the blood-brain barrier and increases the absorption throughout the entire body. Incidentally, this was discovered by the brilliant Mexican doctor, Dr. Donato Garcia, and then carried forth by his son and then his grandson. And Dr. Donato Garcia III is a wonderful young physician who was kind enough to share his knowledge with Americans. And he came to Nevada and taught that IPT, or GTF we call it now, to American doctors in 1999, and I was in that first class that took to take the course, and now I've done thousands of those treatments. But it's a wonderful way to treat patients, and for example, it will help patients to improve by getting into the brain, because that's the primary area where Lyme disease loves to grow. Let's face it, it's warm, dark, moist in the brain, and it has lots of food because our brain is about 85% fat, 65 to 85% polyunsaturated fat, and free radicals love that area. And place, too, because of the fat. So the bacteria loves to live in our brain, and it causes all sorts of problems with memory and concentration and brain fog and so forth. But it and ultimately causes ALS and MS and a whole lot of demyelinating problems, along with the human herpes virus type 6. And these conjoint infections are devastating to the immune system and to the central nervous system. So we inject an antibiotic at the point of the blood being dropped to about 40, goes directly into the brain and then into all the cells of the body, and really we're getting the best results we've ever gotten in Lyme disease. Then when the blood drops a little further to about 30, we give an injection of chelidonine and polymannan extract, a couple of natural agents that do very well. We generally see...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Are these antibiotics of some sort that you're
doing? No, they're not antibiotics. The first injection is an antibiotic. We use a wonderful antibiotic for that. And it's just an IV push of 1,000 milligrams. And then we give, after the blood sugar drops to about 30, we then give the natural agents, chelidonine, because they're powerful anti-inflammatories. Chelidonine is also anti-cancer, because Lyme causes cancer. And then being a powerful anti-inflammatory and an immune elevator, and polymannan extract is a wonderful agent as well for an inflammation, and it's antiviral as well. And so it just helps the immune system. And then right after we give those two agents, we bring the blood sugar right back up to the normal level in the patient. The whole thing takes about an hour, and it's a fantastic treatment. We call it IPA, which is insulin-potentiated antibiotic, and chelidonine.
And now you use something very similar to that, don't you, in the treatment of cancer?
Absolutely.
You use a targeted drop
of
blood sugar, and then, of course, you inject glucose, which, of course, cancer cells love. And so they see that glucose come in. Boy, they're desperate for it because they haven't gotten any, but you got a chemotherapy agent. Is there any way to attach the chemotherapy agent to the dextrose, or they just both go in at the same time?
No, what we do is we drop the blood sugar, just like I said for the Lyme, but the blood sugar drops in conjunction with the insulin that's given, and then all the receptor cells of the cancer, because see, cancer, as you've said yourself on your program I've heard earlier, they thrive on sugar, and because of their rapid metabolism and the rapid turnover of cell division and so forth, they have to have lots of glucose because they depend upon it for their metabolism rate. And so that means they have lots of glucose receptors or doors, glucose doors, into the cell's interior. In fact, cancer has at least 12 to 30 times the number of insulin receptors or doorways to the interior as do normal cells. So when we drop the blood sugar in cancer patients, what happens is the cancer cells at a certain level, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 or 30, are screaming, sugar, sugar, sugar. And instead of sugar, we pop them with the two or three chemotherapy agents, but only at 10% of the usual dose for that cancer, because it's immediately absorbed into the body and it attacks the cancer immediately. And then we close the doors by bringing the sugar back up to normal, and that's called insulin-potentiated chemotherapy. And it's a wonderful treatment.
And the patients don't lose their hair, get all the intensely ill like they do with regular chemotherapy?
That's correct. Not normally. Once in a while they do, but those that I've had experience with, and as I said, I've done thousands of these treatments, those people that ever have lost their hair and have only had a couple or three, they also got complete remission, so they weren't too upset about losing the hair. The one girl, very attractive young woman with very, very bad lymphoma, she got completely well, and she said, she came in one day with a beautiful wig on. She said, look how I look bald, you know, and she made kind of a joke out of it, but she was so happy to be free of cancer, and now she's grown her hair back out, and she's living a normal life. She's the mother of two or three youngsters, and you know, it's wonderful to see these kind of results.
Okay, well, let's go to Ruby, who's calling from Live Hope. Hi, Ruby. Do you have a quick question?
Hi. I'm just fascinated by what, I forgot his name, Dr.
David Korn, K-O-R-N.
Okay. Yeah, because my sister has Lyme disease, for one thing, but also, I was wondering, he says that, there's so much cancer?
Yes.
And it's related to sugar consumption?
Sugar makes it, cancer loves sugar. It has to have it to grow.
It doesn't necessarily produce it, but if you have a cancer, you should not be eating sugar. And if you
That's
have
right.
any chronic infection, you should not be eating sugar. Sugar, of course, lowers your immune response. But most doctors do not tell their patients, you've got to change your diet. You've got a cancer. You've got to get away from sugar and all these other things that are really so toxic to your immune system. Anything else, Ruby?
Oh, only that I've heard you mention before something about that we all have certain cancer cells in our bodies anyway. So
Hold that thought. Ruby, why don't you go ahead? What was your question now?
My thought is it possible that the reason why we have so much cancer in our...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
But as far as every other aspect of your life, and I certainly concur with that. And I learned tonight, I knew his son listened to our radio programs, but David listened to our programs as well. So what a pleasure to have him on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do appreciate all of you out there across America who've contributed so generously to help us so that we've been able to maintain our network of, well, pushing about 65 outlets at the present time. But we do appreciate your help and your continued support for our effort. If you're not a member of the Radio Liberty family of supporters and would like to join, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can go there, you can listen. Certainly 24 hours a day on your iPod, on your MP3. If you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, you can listen. Certainly 24 hours a day, you can listen to our archive programs, you can listen to our live programs, and call in off your, certainly if you have a telephone, independent of your computer. But that's at radioliberty.com. Oh, we hope that you'll certainly look at all the various items that we have. We've got books, we've got certainly DVDs, we've got videos, we've got tape sets, we've got CD sets, information you won't get elsewhere on so many subjects. The Bohemian Grove, you want to know what it's about, you want to get Alex Jones' excellent DVD, you want to get our four tape set on the Bohemian Grove. The Skull and Bones, we have a four-tape set on that. We have actually two books, one Secrets of the Tomb, the other is America's Secret Establishment. Here are the people who run our country, all part of a organization where you were inducted, why you bow before a replica of Lucifer. This is not imaginary, it's real. The same thing with Bohemian Grove. If you doubt that, why, of course, you can just request the information from the Bohemian Grove itself, where they tell you, of course, that they, their deity is the owl. Their deity is the owl. Well, who is the owl? Well, the owl is Moloch. The owl is certainly is Satan or Lucifer. And the whole idea is, of course, they have this feigned human sacrifice in front of the owl every year, where the leaders of our country put on their capes and their hoods and they carry their candles and they chant. And why would they be doing things like that? Well, there's you'll find out that there's all sorts of sexual depravity there. In fact, Richard Nixon in his White House tapes talked about going to the Bohemian Grove and how much disgusted he was by the homosexuality and the immorality he saw there. But he went anyway because he wanted to be, of course, rubbing shoulders with the most powerful men in America. And if you want that thing from their own publication about how their deity is the owl, you can simply request it. You'll certainly want to get our four tape sets on. Certainly on the Brotherhood of Darkness, you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to get the DVD, or you get the Brotherhood of Darkness special, which is the book, the DVD, and the tape, and it's all the same story. But you need to know the story, and you need to be able to discuss the story, and intelligently, and be able to explain to people why they should be concerned. Then, of course, we hope many of you want to get my the four tape sets, or four CD sets, actually. My interviews with Dr. Cuddy on the Illuminati. There's actually four CD sets on the Illuminati. Barry Shamish's four CD set, The Return of the Giants. And, of course, they had the supernatural phenomenon over there in Israel that Barry evaluated. That's the four CD set, The Return of the Giants. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Oh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owner, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Ramsey. And we're going to be talking about his book, Prophet of Evil, Aleister Crowley, 9/11, and the New World Order. Now, certainly, this is a fascinating book, and of course, it's so important to understand Aleister Crowley and the part that he played. How many Americans know anything about the Order of the Golden Dawn? How many Americans know anything about the OTO, the Ordo Templo Orientalis? How many people understand the influence that Crowley had on the world we live in today? Do you realize, of course, that the Beatles, of course, were disciples of Aleister Crowley? If you look at their album on Sgt. Pepper, why, of course, you'll see a picture of Aleister Crowley there along with a lot of others, but they understood the Beatles were involved in the occult, using music to change the structure of our society. And, of course, tragic events were to occur to a number or several of the members of the Beatles. Because, of course, when you begin throwing your lot in with the dark side, the devil claims his own. But the fascinating information, so let's get to William Ramsey. There's so much here in this story, in this book. It's certainly the best book I've read on Aleister Crowley and how it ties into all of these secret and semi-secret organizations. William, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Why did you write the book? Why did you take your time out to actually study Crowley? Now, I think it's important. I'm so glad you did, because actually I've been studying this for a long time, but I've learned a lot from your book. You've done an excellent job of writing this. But what motivated you to want to spend the time and effort to study this very evil, evil man?
Well, I was what I guess you could call a 9/11 researcher. I was very interested in the event. Around 2003 or 2004, I began to disbelieve the government story. And so I watched all the documentaries I could, and I read as much as I could. I was really kind of keeping up to date, but I kept keeping up to date with the issue, but I kept seeing these numbers that seemed to be occurring with a frequency that's outside of the norm. I kept seeing these 11, 77, 93. I didn't really understand why they kept showing up, and I had read a couple articles where people had addressed this issue about the numbers. Well, when I started researching and trying to figure out what those numbers meant, they led me back to Crowley.
And this is, of course, this whole science of numerology, and this is an occult science, but go right ahead.
Well, yeah, and it led me back to, you know, this Crowley had numbers that represented ideas in his system, which I realized, and 11 was a very important number to him, 77, 93, and 175, and so that's why I studied Crowley, and so I started reading books about him, and, you know, I found them to be one-sided, so I went back and read his original material, what he wrote. He was a person of wealth, so he never had to work a normal job, and he spent time writing. He was a literateur, so he had a vast repository of writings. So I read those, and when I saw that, in my opinion, he had an influence upon the events of 9/11, I thought it was important enough to put together the material that I had researched into a book.
Well, maybe I don't know that we'll have a time to get into the 9/11 tonight. Maybe that'll be a subject for a different interview. But let's get into the background of Aleister Crowley. Who was he? I mean, certainly he was the son of a Christian English gentleman who was very well-to-do, who certainly was very much involved in pushing a form of the Brethren, I think it was, a sect of Christianity. But he was raised in a Christian home, and he turned against Jesus. why don't you go ahead and tell the story of Sidney Crowley's upbringing and birth and background and why he embraced the dark side. He knew the Bible. He understood Christianity. He understood the Christian message. And yet, of course, he wanted to identify with the enemies of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think, he grew up as a person of wealth. He was born in 1875. He was born in Royal Leamington Spa in England. And he was the firstborn son. He was raised in a subgroup of the Plymouth Brethren called the Exclusive Brethren. And he had what he termed a very rigid upbringing in the Christian faith. And he rebelled against that when he became older. He fell away. He started to identify with the darker things in the Bible. He did know the Bible very well, and he said, like, I could not dismiss the falsities of Christianity with a smile. I was compelled to fight fire and oppose their poisoned poultices with poisoned daggers. So he had a very aggressive view towards the Christian message, and he carried that through the rest of his life. And he joined secret societies. He was definitely a Satanist, and he himself said that he wanted to be the right hand man of the devil. He said himself that it was his business to explore the spiritual world, and his first step was to get into personal communication with the devil. So he really went down that path, and he absorbed and he's still influential today. So his vast erudition, he's a very intelligent person. He went to Cambridge University. He had the best education. He had tutors, went to the best, high schools, in England at that time, because of his family wealth. So, he created this repository of witchcraft and black magic that people still reference today.
Well, now, why did he reject Christianity? Do we have any idea? Was it because of the strict discipline of this? It almost appears that he himself didn't understand why he wanted to embrace the dark side.
Yeah, I think that what he considered to be a strict upbringing, he rebelled against. I think that he probably was just attracted to it. It was something that he himself said he wasn't entirely sure why he did, but that's just what he loved. He really just loved being evil, and he embraced it wholeheartedly. He embraced rebellion and self-pride and fevered egotism his whole life, and it's reflected in his relations with other people and his works.
All right, we'll be back here in just a moment with all of our stations on board. Well, this thing, Dr. Stan, certainly Aleister Crowley, his real name was Edward, I believe, but he changed it to Aleister, which is sort of an Irish variation of Alexander. He became Aleister Crowley. And Sidney, just as he changed his name, he changed his relationship with the religion of his youth, which was Christianity. And he certainly knew the Bible back and forth. But he decided to actually identify with Satan. Instead of identifying with Christ, he identified with Satan. And he wanted to torture and kill and carry all sorts of terrible and horrible things. And he always wanted to be associated with Lucifer. In fact, he wanted to be his right-hand man. In fact, didn't he want to find a portal so he could enter the other dimension?
He definitely engaged in a wide variety of ritual practices throughout his life, and he one of the first things that he trained people in working was astral projection, and he considered himself a prophet of Satan. That's why I titled my book Prophet of Evil, is that he was so serious about his calling that he called Satan his Lord with a capital L, and as far as portals, he would travel he would travel into the astral realms, and he had pictures identifying his journey. So he definitely was in contact with demons, what Christians would call demons, and other spiritual entities. And he wrote about them in detail in his life.
I've actually talked to people who are mediums and eventually became Christians, but they describe astral travel. They were actually able to have this feeling they left their body and they were able to travel and into other realms and other regions. And I mean, it's an amazing phenomenon. But basically, of course, he was associated with a number of occult organizations. What about his experience in Masonry? What part did Freemasonry play in his preparation for entering into the Order of the Golden Dawn?
Well, the Order of the Golden Dawn was created by high-degree Masons. All the people who, the top three people who started it were all 33rd-degree Masons who moved forward and beyond Masonry to create this new organization, the Golden Dawn. So Crowley was definitely very involved with Masonry his whole life, Masonic practices and teachings, and he himself became a 33rd, at least according to his own testimony, and it's not verified, but he himself said he was a 33rd degree Mason, and he spent time in his life trying to rewrite some of the doctrines and rituals of Masonry to get rid of what he thought was essentially the chaff of that was in Masonry, and the Masonic bodies of that time in the early 20th century wouldn't have anything of it, so it really had no success. But he drew upon, you know, Masonic ideas and practices and rituals for, you know, his own magical orders that he created. He was in the Golden Dawn. After he left the Golden Dawn in ruins, he started two additional magical organizations. One was called the AA or Astrum Argentum, and the other one he joined was called the OTO, which was a German Masonic organization that was kind of like the Golden Dawn of Germany. It was something that people who had passed through Masonry started.
All right, now what was his association with the intelligence agencies?
Well, there is evidence that Crowley worked for the English government during World War I. He was in the United States at the time. He worked and wrote for two pro-German magazines. One was called the International, and the other one I can't recollect the name, but he was writing some of the, you know, what he called very florid anti-English propaganda, and there is evidence that within the United States government that one researcher found out that the American government knew that Crowley was a British agent.
So here's a British agent writing anti-British propaganda, you know, actually. But, of course, he's really working for the British government. He's pretending he's working for the Germans. He's actually working for the British government. And this is the standard technique. They infiltrate all of the organizations. They actually have their agent provocateurs writing inflammatory articles against them, whereas actually they're actually writing anti-British literature at the same time he is working for the British government, just exactly as Lord James recently, member of the House of Lords in England, the 1st of November of last year, talked about how he was being used as a conduit for sending millions of pounds to the terrorists in Ireland and North Africa. Now, this is November. This is before the revolutions in both Egypt and Tunisia. I mean, who financed them? The Bank of England. Lord James admitted he was working for the Bank of England, sending money to the Irish terrorists. Who are the Irish terrorists? They're the people who are blowing up English people and planting bombs in England. They're the enemy, financed by the Great Britain. And then, of course, because you've got to have an enemy to rally the people behind the government. The same thing in North Africa. So Crowley was this First World War. There's nothing new under the sun. They've used these techniques over and over again, haven't they, William?
Yes, they have. And there's evidence that he even worked for, he continued to work for England throughout his life. To my understanding, intelligence agencies like occultists, because they don't have the same moral qualms as, you know, some other people of different faiths. But so Crowley seemed to be, and he was kicked out of France for intelligence work. So he was permanently banned from France, and it looks like he was bringing evidence back from Germany to England during the 30s. And one of the quotes from the military intelligence from his time in the United States in World War I was that was that was found in some of the American records was the statement that said Aleister Crowley was an employee of the British government in this country on official business of which the British consul in New York City has full cognizance. So that evidence, you know, indicates that he was involved in that intelligence work during World War One.
And really what's so interesting, you go back to the 1600s, you will find out that within the British intelligence at that time, in the 1600s, where they had certainly their own intelligence agencies, and there were always occultists involved with that. Whether it be in the 1600s, whether it be at the present time, there's always been within the intelligence agencies certain parts of that were deeply involved in the occult, as there is within the Central Intelligence Agency today. Most people are not, but there is always that dark side working behind the scenes. And here it was in Great Britain in the First World War, and Aleister Crowley working within the intelligence agencies. And here's a man who's a dedicated Satanist. This is what certainly most people don't understand. Well, certainly Crowley, of course, had a great deal of money. He was actually in Italy for a time, wasn't he? Wasn't he actually forced out of Italy by the Italian government because there are rumors he was involved in child sacrifice? What's that story about?
Yeah, there was definitely discussions about that. He had decided after World War One, and he had left the United States to start a kind of a school for his religion. He called the school the Abbey of Thelema. It was located in the island of Sicily in a city called Cefalù. And he went there, and there were all types of debaucheries and evil doings and ritual magic involving, you know, all kinds of, nasty implements and goats. And eventually he had horrified the locals of Cefalù to such a degree and the authorities in Italy that Mussolini himself ordered him to be kicked out of the country, and he fled Italy to Tunis across the Mediterranean Sea, and he was never let back in. So eventually, by the end of his life, Crowley had been kicked out and permanently banned from Italy and France.
You got to be pretty bad before Benito Mussolini gets rid of you.
Agreed.
As bad as he was, but basically, this was truly an evil, evil man. In fact, that Judith Reisman, in her book on Kinsey, Crime and Consequences, I believe it is, has a picture of Alfred Kinsey going to the Aleister Crowley shrine there in Thelema in Sicily. Now, of course, Kinsey then was inspired by Crowley, and then, of course, Kinsey himself inspired a young man named Hugh Hefner, who, of course, created the Playboy clubs at the Playboy magazine. And, of course, now NBC is celebrating the Playboy clubs. They're having a new program in the fall on Playboy. And, of course, you can see the influence then from Hugh Hefner, from NBC to Hugh Hefner to Alfred Kinsey and right back to Aleister Crowley. All fits pretty much together, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and it's very interesting. His production, Hugh Hefner's production company, is called Prometheus Productions. You can see it at the end of all of his shows. And Prometheus is a symbol of the devil. So you can see not only the occult, influence in the kind of the Crowley influence, but you see that symbol of Prometheus. It's right in front of your face at the end of his shows. So I think the current, that occult current, flows from Crowley to Hefner.
And unless you understand how it all fits together, I mean, you may see this new NBC spectacular on the Playboy clubs, but you won't understand what inspired it. And that's why the book, of course, by William Ramsey is so important. You have to understand Crowley, who called himself the evilest man in the world. The Beast, 666. That's what he characterized himself as, isn't it, William?
That's correct. He liked to call himself the Beast. He indicated that his mother called him a beast when he was younger, and he liked that title. So he kept it, and he would call himself that in a variety of different languages, like Ptomegatherion, or in his books he'd refer to himself as at that title all the time.
The Beast, 666. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This is an excellent book, and we'll be carrying it. I think it's important that at least you understand what this is all about, the true battle against good. Well, we're certainly actually...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
That's, the book is titled Prophet of Evil, Aleister Crowley, 9/11, and the New World Order. How much is the book?
You can buy it on Amazon for, I think, $19.99. You can buy it from my website at occult911.com, or you can also buy it from Kindle.
We're going to carry the book. I think you've done a great job with it. It's got a lot of great pictures. It's well done, well laid out, and we'll be calling you off the air to find out about how we can get them from you. Now, basically, there's so many books out there. We wish we could carry all of them, but we really can't. But I think this is an important book. But basically, of course, what about Loch Ness? Here we find Aleister Crowley going to Loch Ness, and I have always felt, and this is only my own feeling, that there is a tremendous occult influence there. We hear these stories of this mysterious creature that keeps being seen from time to time. I don't know whether it's real, whether it's supernatural, what it is, but why did Crowley end up going to that area? I know very well that one of the leading musicians who was deeply involved in the occult ended up buying Crowley's home after Crowley left. But why, of all places in England, did Crowley end up going to Loch Ness? Did you find that there was any spiritual significance to that?
I didn't find that. It's my understanding that when he was in the Golden Dawn, he wanted to find a place that was far away. Loch Ness is located in the far northern part of Scotland, and he wanted to be up there so that he could concentrate on his magical working. And he found the right spot, right up there off this large lake. And he engaged in all types of rituals where, you know, demons and all kinds of things were going through the manor. It was called the Boleskin Manor. And eventually it came out of Crowley's property or his hands, but was purchased by Jimmy Page of the rock band Led Zeppelin. He owned it for about 20 years. I'm not sure who owns it now.
All right, fine. So, but basically, of course, there were all sorts of occult ceremonies carried out there.
Yes, he tried to engage in a very, they call occult, long-term occult practices workings. And he tried to do this one working that was contained in a book by the sacred magic of Abramelin the Mage. And it was discovered by his magical mentor, a person by the name of William McGregor Mathers. And it dictates that you have to set aside 6 months to enact and complete a working that you can obtain, a holy garden angel. But what it really is you have to evoke the four great princes of evil in the world, their eight sub-princes, and the 316 servitors, all demons, to kind of charge these talismans. So it takes a long time, and that's what he was doing up at the manor.
And so basically he was calling for demons then. So and basically, of course, isn't this all about gaining power?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's really what I've learned, and what I've learned about magical practices is it's really about egotism, really fevered egotism about gaining power and about the individual will of the magician. So it's all about making changes in conformance with an individual's will. And that's why the will was very important in Crowley's system. One of his words for will was Thelema. So the Abbey of Thelema is the will. And Thelema in the Gematria equals 93. So thus the importance of the number 93 in Crowley's system.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd have a question, comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd love to talk to you, but I mean, this whole story is really so incredible. Here's a man of great wealth, of course, who purposely and intentionally decides he is going to embrace evil, and he does, and he has a tremendous influence. As we pointed out, his influence over Alfred Kinsey, who had the influence over Hugh Hefner, who instead of the Playboy clubs, and right now, of course, NBC is featuring a very salacious program, it'll be on in the fall here, aimed at breaking down the moral fabric of our society, centered on, of all things, the Playboy clubs. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, evil tends to feed on itself. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Certainly, give us a call if you have a question. The book by William Ramsey, Prophet of Evil. And we'll be back here in just a moment. We'll talk a little bit about 911. We'll talk about the New World Order. What did Aleister Crowley have to do with that, after all? Crowley died in 47, and here we have, it's September 11, 2001, the attack on the World Trade Center. But, of course, these evil influences do not pass away. They are manifested in so many means today. Beside her and guide her through the Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and Chris, our guest is William Ramsey, and we're talking about his book. We're talking about his book on Aleister Crowley. One of the really interesting things, is that there's a section in there about what the Society for Psychical Research had gone to actually visit Madame Blavatsky and came back and saying she was a fraud and there's really no such thing, she didn't have any supernatural powers. And suddenly we see similar organizations today, and they will go around and tell you that all these people who claim that they have these supernatural powers are fraud, that there's no such thing. But basically, this is an organized effort, at least in my opinion, to actually convince us that there is no supernatural power, there's nothing there that people can tap into. This idea that there's another dimension, that there truly is organized evil, it's all fraudulent, it's all make-believe, it's all imaginary. I really believe there's an organized effort, and there are organizations today that will try to debunk everything. But basically, at least my estimation is that they're on the other side. The last thing that the people from the dark side want is for the American people ever to wake up to the reality of what's really going on today and the true nature of the battle in which we're involved today. Do you have any thoughts at all about that one, William?
Yeah, I do. I think that you're right. I think that, the occultists want to hoard, their attachment to the spiritual world from themselves and make sure that people who are antagonistic to them do not reach out into the spiritual world and promote ideas like Darwinism and other kind of materialistic views, so that I think the good people are kind of left powerless in some ways, because I think that one of the important things in life for a Christian is to realize that it is a spiritual world, and there is a spiritual conflict, and there always has been, and that you can triumph over evil through good and through a relationship with Jesus Christ.
I believe that. I'm glad you recognize that, because these people are so clever. That's one of the big problems. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment for William. Well, let's get on then into this. What's the relationship between Aleister Crowley, who died in 1947, and the move towards the New World Order and the attack on the World Trade Center?
Well, for me, it was the idea that all these numbers suffused the event and they led back to Crowley was very important, because once I recognized that the event itself was, not what the government said it was, then, you know, it was what was the rationale. And a lot of the purposes and things that drew on 9/11 were, in my opinion, evil. There were unnecessary wars. There's this clampdown on American society. There's a lot of deception and lies that are taking place. And, even the date itself, September 11th, is important because 11th is a crucial number for Crowley and occultists. 11, even going back to the Golden Dawn, it says, 11, this is from one of the founders of the Golden Dawn. His name is William Wynne Westcott. He says, upon the number of 11, this seems to have been the type of number with an evil reputation among all peoples. 11 is the essence of all that is sinful, harmful, and imperfect. So, the number symbolizes destruction, violence, defeat, and death. So, even September 11th, well, the four plane flights are 11, 77, 93, and 175. So those numbers are all very important in Crowley's system. In Crowley's system, 11 is this, crucial number. Also, 77 refers to, it's 7 times 11. It refers to the goat, basically Satan. In the book written by Anton Sandor LaVey, who was the founder of the Church of Satan, there are 77 names for the devil, and it goes into kind of deeper things. It represents Oz. 77 relates to Oz in his system, and so 77 is important to Crowley, and then the 93 refers to the two words that are important to Crowley, which is will and love in Greek. It's thelema and agape. And in the gematria, both of those equal to 93. So to Crowley's system, 93 is important. 175, what I've learned is it's an invocation. It's an invocational ritual that Crowley had. So it's, and you're supposed to invoke any god by adoration. So in Crowley's system, if your god, I'm not really fully sure, but my understanding is if your god or hero is, the devil, then that's what you're invoking. So all those numbers were the numbers of the planes. And for me, that was what tied that event back to Crowley, is not just a political or cultural event, but a spiritual event.
Well, now, basically, could this all be just coincidence? In other words, could it be that this is just coincidence that all the plane numbers were just could fit into this, but there could have been other plane numbers? Or do you think that there was some supernatural relationship?
I do. I do think that there's a supernatural relationship, and I do think that... 9/11 was an important event that took place in the beginning of the third millennia, it was an evil event. And for me, seeing the numbers repeated frequently in this event, and even the numbers of the building itself, the Twin Towers were both 110 stories, so that's an 11. And, it just, for me, it's the probability of those being there by chance is very, very slim.
All right, fine. Well, basically our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is William Ramsey. His book is Prophet of Evil, Aleister Crowley, 9/11 and the New World Order. And we will be carrying the book. We haven't told our exchange yet, so you'll probably want to hold off ordering it, but try to remember it, and we should have it available in a couple of days. Let's go to Paul, who's calling us from Texas. Paul, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I've done a lot of research on the same subject, and your guest is 100% right on what he's saying. There was a, if you go to the Bible, it talks about Satan's throne, then Pergamos, in some Bibles it's Pergamum. But when I was researching this, there is a museum in Berlin called the Pergamum Museum. And in 1910, there were a group of people started rebuilding Satan's throne. And they finished it in 1930. And tying this all in together, the book by Madame Blavatsky was one of Hitler's, you know, books that he favored.
And yes, actually, Adolf Hitler kept a copy of The Secret Doctrine, Madame Blavatsky's The Secret Doctrine, by his bedside, and that, my understanding is that his copy, all with markings on it, notes in the margin, is somewhere in the National Archives. So, yes, Hitler was a disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, who was also an inspiration for Aleister Crowley. Go right ahead.
Well, I want to make that connection. A lot of people don't understand what Hitler in World War II was about in the New World Order, and that kind of ties it in. And the museum is still there. It was bombed during World War II. They tried to bomb it and missed it.
Well, I think that people don't really understand the background of what really happened. Because basically, it was all about bringing about the world government. Basically, who financed Adolf Hitler? Nobody ever asked you how it was that Adolf Hitler could take over a bankrupt nation in 1933. And with an army that really couldn't fight its way out of a paper bag. And 3 years later, why his troops were moving into the Rhineland. And 2 years after that, he was invading Austria and the Sudetenland. How was that possible? Well, it was very possible because he was getting powerful support from 100 American corporations, all of which tied into the Council on Foreign Relations, or almost all of them, and all of them tied into the occult, covered certainly in the books Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, which, of course, was actively suppressed by our intelligence agencies until recently, and somebody who actually had gotten hold of the John Loftus, the author, and told him, you go ahead and write it now. The CIA suppression of the information is over. So John Loftus wrote America's Nazi Secret, fascinating information about how 100 American corporations financed Hitler, the third Bert's book, Charles Hingham, trading with the enemy, yes, American corporations, American banks, created and financed Adolf Hitler not only before the war, but during the war, when American corporations were creating the weapons that were being used to kill American boys. Okay, anything else you want to say, Paul, before we let you go?
No, Dr. Stan, just God bless you and keep up the good work.
God bless you, too. And certainly our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, William, give us some of the other things that you had come across as you were beginning to study the September 11th attack and then the relationship to Aleister Crowley and this whole world satanic movement, because this is supernatural. I mean, people say, well, these things could all be simply just by chance. We're dealing with another dimension. We're dealing with supernatural forces of tremendous power that people really don't understand. They're not imaginary. They're real. Everything is done to suppress the idea that these exist. But this is not imaginary. It's real. There is a battle between the God of heaven and the God of the underworld. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. And just to follow up on your caller regarding the Temple of Pergamos, it's my understanding that Hitler had his Nuremberg rally area. There was a certain part in the Nuremberg place where he had all of his meetings that was a direct replica of the building at Pergamos. So that was fairly interesting to imagine Hitler, you know, sitting over this replica of Pergamum where the seat of Satan lives. And also when Barack Obama had his inaugural meeting, I think, and I can't remember which Coliseum it was, but he had requested that a replica of the Temple at Pergamum be created for his victory speech. And you can see that on the Internet if you're interested. So, you know, this theme of very evil people, you know, resurrecting this this symbol of Pergamum is a theme throughout history. I also wrote, and it's on the Internet, is a tie, the similarities between Crowley and Hitler are very similar. They had similar ideas on a slave state. They had similar ideas about weeding out what they considered the weak and the worthless. Their ideology for political movements was so similar and overlapping that I wrote about it. And another interesting point is that one of Crowley's followers was a man by the name of J.F.C. Fuller, and he wrote a book about Crowley called The Star in the West. and that was it was a published book. And he was one of two Englishmen who was invited to Hitler's 50th birthday party, and that was in 1937. So you see a direct tie from Crowley through J.F.C. Fuller to Hitler, and their ideologies, each one of those individuals, is very much the same. So it's there's some disturbing correlations between Crowley and Hitler. Hitler said in a, I think it was for Time or Newsweek, he said, before Hitler was, I am.
And, of course, that phrase, I am, is the term that God used to identify himself. I am.
Yeah, and Crowley thought of himself as a god. I mean, he encouraged his followers to be, act like gods. He had all these other, other than just being called the Great Beast, he had other florid self-referential names that, you know, he would think of, you know, absurdly think of himself as a god. But one of his more important writings that by his followers, you know, ideas is something called Liber 77. So there's the 77 again, or Book 77. Liber is the Latin word for book. But the intro to the book says there's no god but man. So, you know, that's a very important sentence for an occultist. It's a rejection of Almighty God and also saying that man is God. And in that book he says, you know, man has the right to love as he will, take your fill of will of love as you will, when, where, and with whom he will. And then man has the right to kill those who would thwart these rights. And then he also repeats one of his favorite phrases, which is the slave shall serve. So you can see this direct, you know, similarity between, you know, I think what Crowley believed and what Hitler believed. So.
And, of course, there's a great deal to suggest that Crowley was deeply involved in homosexuality, and this was part of his revolt against God. He was bisexual. He destroyed the lives of both women and men, but he was deeply involved with this homosexual movement, which is so prevalent at Cambridge at the time. You mentioned a man named Westcott. Is that the Westcott of Westcott and Hort?
Yeah, I haven't figured that out yet. I unfortunately should have done some more research on that, but I have to confirm that. It might be one. I'm not sure.
All right, fine. But because there was a gentleman named Westcott at Cambridge at that time, and he and a man named Hort wrote the dictionary that most Protestant ministers use today to translate from Greek into English, and of course what they did is they altered the meaning of words so they could alter the meaning of the Bible. And most ministers have no idea that the dictionary that they use to translate from Greek to English, in the major Protestant seminaries, was written certainly by Westcott and Hort, who were deeply involved in the occult. Whether this is the Westcott that Sidney Williams is talking about, maybe he can check it out for it. But we do know that Westcott and Hort, they were certainly, at least Westcott was involved at Cambridge during this period. And he was also involved deeply in the occult. Fascinating information you're not going to get from most other sources. Well, what were some of the other coincidences besides just the numerology of the planes and certainly the date of the attack, 9/11?
Well, I think that just kind of like the ideology that it spawned, that the 9/11 spawned, which was this, you know, what's called the New World Order, which is kind of a new neo-feudal state. Crowley believed that there's no better social system than the feudal, as he said, as so far it is derived from the patriarchal. And I see a lot of ideas or Crowley's sensibilities diffused through this new kind of political movement. We've seen this incredible, you know, destruction of the American economy over the last 10 years and the wholesale, you know, evisceration of the middle class here. So now there's only really two classes in the United States, it seems like, top tier of a very small people with most of the wealth and a lot of people trying to kind of get by. And I see that as a lot of Crowley's influence, and a lot of that's tied back to 9/11.
And of course, the most significant thing is right now we're transferring control of the Near East, the Middle East, to the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood has been financed by our intelligence agencies going back to 1928, covered in a book called The Devil's Game. What's it all about? best enemy money can buy. Why would Great the Bank of England be financing the terrorists in Ireland and in North Africa? For the same reason we're financing the Muslim Brotherhood, the same reason we financed Adolf Hitler. The best enemy money can buy. Well, you go right ahead, Sydney. We've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. What are points you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I just...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
The latest Harry Potter movie is just about to be released, and all the young people there, you know, waiting for hours and perhaps even days to get in to see this new movie, and how wonderful it is, and how wonderful Harry Potter is. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the ideas put forward by Crowley, and Chris, William believes that the author, Rawlings, who wrote the Harry Potter series, was well acquainted with Aleister Crowley's writings, because she has many of them duplicated in her Harry Potter series. And yet, of course, so many of the young people into this, they have no idea what it's all about. Witchcraft, oh, just loads of fun, make-believe. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's not make-believe. Our young people are being indoctrinated in witchcraft. And I remember this one witch who wrote to me one time after I was on a television program. I think it was on the Unscrewed Network, something of the sort. But I talked about witchcraft and Satanism. Not saying they were the same, but this one witch wrote to me incensed, saying we are not Satanists, we are white witches, we want to do good, and the only reason we whip up these potions is so we can contact the beings from the other dimension. All we want to do is contact the beings from the other dimension. They're looking for the portal, ladies and gentlemen. They're looking for the portal to this supernatural dimension. That's why you need to get our material. You need to get my talks on the Forbidden Secret, on the Dark Secret, and the syllabuses that go with that. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get certainly our book, it's written by William Kennedy on satanic crimes, and our 4-tape set on satanic crimes. You need to get the DVD, The Beautiful Side of Evil. You need to get the CD or 4-tape set called The Supernatural. It has Joanna Michelson in it, who is herself a medium and saw all the supernatural miracles that she thought came from God. And only to her horror did she realize they actually came from the other side. We're involved in a spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen, and one of the most carefully kept secrets in America today is that some of the people at the highest levels of our government have given themselves over to the dark side. The Bohemian Grove is an organization where, of course, their deity is the owl, and the owl is a symbol of Moloch. If you doubt that, certainly if you get anything from us, just ask for the papers from the Bohemian Grove publications. We'll send them to you. But we need to get the information on the Skull and Bone Society, and of course we have